This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yes, I'm getting bad about it. I just did an hour rant and rave news blitz. And now we're going to start going to your calls at 800-259-9231. Coming up, more on the new national bureaucracy for forced inoculation. Also, we're going to get into some of the technologies that NASA's developing to scan your brains on the street corners, in the airports. They're already deploying it. More on the six British soldiers killed in southern Iraq and U.S. troops wounded Syrians in border clash. They're now saying because of unrest, they may go ahead and give the Iraqis enough food and money to perhaps live, quite gracious to the globalist. And just a bunch of other news I haven't even begun to get to, but I promised you that I would get to your phone calls, and we are going to do that right now. Mark, who is up first here, sir? Aaron in Kentucky, then John in Tennessee, and others. Go ahead, Aaron, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
How you doing?
Pretty good, sir. I'm a longtime listener. I've been listening for a couple of years, and I appreciate your insight. The reason that I'm calling is I'm calling because I'm concerned about the RFID tracker chip. And I was listening. I guess I'm backpedaling a little bit, but I was listening to your show, yesterday's show. And the thing that concerns me is that they're trying to make this into a uniform code, not so much that they're using it as, say, inventory control for Walmart, but because they're making it into a uniform code, it can be used at all the stores. And if it is created by an organization, this means that the government has access to this information. And while it could have positive uses, it also has enormous potential for the destruction of liberty. And so, that's just a concern. I am a technologist myself, and I'm somewhat familiar with how this kind of thing might be done. And, of course, in the future, if ever there's a need to perhaps thwart it, there are also ways of doing that. But I mean, I can see the possibilities that this could be used for a great deal more than simply theft control and inventory control.
Well, here's the problem with the radio frequency identification system is that the San Mateo Times reported 2 weeks ago that the Bay Area is going to use a transponder, a type of RFID, to tax people. It was just for the tollway. Oh, you have to have it if you ever use the toll. You got to pay electronically if you're in state. But now it's, the whole city and Bay Area is going to be wired with radio readers that track and trace your movements, and they're going to start taxation with it. So we have the government's admission of this. You know, the government says, we just so happened to mandate, but not even with a law, but mandate the big automakers to put a satellite tracking hardware in all the new cars. Now they just got to plug the interface in. Oh, now they want to make it the law to tax us to drive. They set the infrastructure up, and they always use it for Big Brother purposes.
Yes, that is precisely why I called, because of the fact that a government organization was involved to make this into a uniform code. And if they're using the technique that I believe that they are using, this sort of thing this technique could not only be used as a means of manipulating people, but other organizations could use it as well to manipulate the government itself. Because the way in which it's done, I believe they're simply using multiples of harmonics as a way of incrementing up and gathering digits. And then they incorporate these harmonics into a transmission. And through the harmonics, through basically unraveling, whether it's AM, FM, or digital transmission, unraveling the transmission, they get the number ID based on the frequencies of the harmonics.
Yeah, this is a system that can be shut down. I mean, why get away from the barcode? Why do they need this? They say it's about control. And I pointed out last year that by Walmart adopting this will force every manufacturer to put it in. And now the news, another story today, admits that Walmart is setting the standard. They're the guys that got the universal barcode usage going. Anything else you want to add, sir?
No, thank you.
Thanks for the call. More calls and news coming up.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A new blast has hit an Iraqi fuel pipeline. That has infuriated Benjamin Netanyahu and Yahoo and others who have said that oil from northern Iraq belongs to Israel with no money to be paid. I don't know. I've never really been an enemy of Israel or against Israel. I mean, I'm not a big fan of these Arab countries. They're a bunch of thugs. But their leaders are. But taking their oil for themselves and not paying for it, our government saying, oh, yes. But there are other factions in OPEC, and including some of the European counterparts that are involved in banking the money for the Arabs that don't want oil coming out of Iraq, and they just want to increase prices by keeping Iraq out of the oil business. So I don't know what's really going on with this. Your guess is as good as mine. Sabotage suspected. And it says unknown assailants have attacked a pipeline in western Iraq near the border with Syria. An oil ministry official said yesterday, warning that such attacks could become a daily occurrence. UK babies may be genetically screened. Financial Times, read the article. They've already been taking their blood for a database. Now they're just going to use it. They do it here in the U.S. too. Here's another one. On the edge of a genetic revolution to map out the medical future of birth. The UN has said they want a world ID card with a world biometric face and thumbprint along with your genetic code on it. That's coming up. But first, let's go to the calls. You guys have been very, very patient. John in Tennessee, then Rodney and others. John, you're on the air.
Yes. Is the Harry Potter rollout on the summer solstice designed to divert attention from Bohemian Grove and the Franklin cover-up?
I don't think so. But for those that don't know, the Harry Potter books do get kids into witchcraft. It is a fact. Don't deny it. Just like a Christian book is designed to get kids into Christianity, and they do roll the books out on winter or summer solstice, and it is a cult, and that's basically what this is all about, getting us away from our Christian values, and anybody that denies that just hasn't studied it.
What's the update on Bohemian Grove this year? Has it started?
No, Bohemian Grove has other little meetings throughout the year, but the big kickoff is during the Fire Festival months, or midsummer ceremonies, that pagans carry out, July 15th to July 30th.
Okay.
So the kickoff's about 19 days away.
Is anybody going to go out there with video this year?
Well, I snuck in 3 years ago. 3 years, July 15th. It'll be 3 years. And I don't know. I certainly won't ever be going back there.
Well, I gave copies of that tape and your 911 tape to Ralph Nader and Congressman John Duncan, Republican, and law professor RFK Jr., Kennedy. So they all seemed to be pretty impressed with that.
You say they were impressed with it?
Yeah, they see, after they watch it, they seem to change their attitude on television. It may just be coincidence. Maybe they never watched it. But Nader did jump ship from the Green Party and is now apparently running for Republican presidential nominee. And he's attacking Bush on C-SPAN really hard and attacking Homeland Security really hard. So maybe that's got something to do with their policy once they see what's really going on. Kennedy was very interested when I said, here's a tape of Bohemian Grove. He seemed to know exactly what that was.
Well, of course they do. The East Coast, conservatives go there for their homosexual orgies.
Right. I don't think Kennedy was invited.
No, the Kennedys have never been there. So the liberals would certainly like to have that information. It's very Christian and conservative to have jet loads of $2,000 an hour male prostitutes flown in from Europe. Only the Saudi Arabians can afford such dalliances other than the Bohemian Grove Christian conservative group. By the way, that's the Washington Times. David Gergen admitted it's in the film, giant homosexual orgies. I didn't say it. David Gergen, the Washington Times did. This is your Christian conservatism.
Well, Nader also pointed out something interesting on C-SPAN this week. He said that Arabs and those Christians are, quote, the other Semites. Because anybody who lives in that area is a Semite, and that anti-Semitism by the Israelis is worse than the anti-Semitism against the Jews.
Well, see, that's really the big mind trick that's being played. I support Jews. I support the Jews being able to live in the Middle East. The problem is that they had lived together, and that all you had was Europe setting up a communist base in Israel. And folks, that's a fact. Menachem Begin was an admitted communist, and our government helped put him in. And I've had Jews on this show who are from Israel, you know, who have names like Levine and Hamish, and they will tell you, and that's about as Jewish as it gets, they will tell you that Israel is controlled by the Bilderberg Group, okay? So, again, you're not supposed to support corrupt governments. I don't support the Nazi government. I don't support the Chinese government, communist Chinese, and I don't support corrupt Israeli government, which United Press International has reported is involved in massive child kidnapping rings and kidnapping of women as well. I criticize Saudi Arabia for being even bigger than Israel in all of this. Saudi Arabia is one of the most evil countries I can think of, but I'll criticize them and I'll criticize Israel. Evil is in all these high places. That's why things are so bad.
Well, Nader is he's an Arab from Lebanon, and he also founded Trial Lawyers for Public Justice, which is the dream team of 100 lawyers that helped the Christic Institute sue Bush Sr. White House under the RICO Act for narco-terrorism in Iran-Contra. So it might be interesting fireworks. Of course, you also got John Kerry running for president, who wrote in his Kerry report during Iran-Contra that the U.S. intelligence agencies had converted themselves to the flow of free flow of drugs in the United States.
Yeah, but that
happened
long before Iran-Contra, and the Democrats are involved as well. And John Kerry's a skull and bonesman in the same grouping as Bush, not the same class, but in the same 5-year period. He's a little bit older than Bush, so it's totally staged. I don't know if Nader, I don't think, is in the neocon camp, but he's in the big government foundation camp, and it does look like there's some internal power struggles inside the New World Order. I personally don't think Nader and the Green Party are going to save us.
Well, the Green Party totally sabotaged Nader, because I handed Nader personally some information that the Green Party is, at least in Knoxville, Tennessee, and Tennessee in general, is run by the mafia syndicate for garbage, the BFI waste management type of nuclear waste industry that is just so powerful. It's
well, that's
a
incredible thing. You look at National Geographic, Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club. They're funded by the big chemical giants, and they use environmentalism to go after private property and then try to control the environmental movement so they don't get on real issues like genetically engineered food. Thanks for the call. Really good points. Appreciate it. Rodney in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing there, Alex?
Fantastic.
Hey, I was talking with a friend of mine about how in your video on 911 you talked about how those airplanes were remotely controlled. And I talked
about that in Masters of Terror.
Oh, okay. Well, in any case, I'm finding a lot of people have a hard time believing that those airplanes were capable of being taken over remotely by CIA or whoever and flown into those buildings. But my concern is, and I do believe that they were able to do that, you know, with the modern day technology and whatnot. I do believe that they were able to do that with those airplanes. But my concern is, you know, just that bit of information from the video should be enough to worry a lot of people about stepping foot on an airplane. I mean,
let me be clear, because there's some confusion here. Do you have 911 emergency release? Do you have 911 the road to tyranny? Or do you have Masters of Terror?
None of those.
Okay, what video are you talking about?
The 911 video is the one that I was discussing with my friend. I've never seen it. We were just talking about it.
Okay, because emergency release I only offered for 2 months. I wanted to get something out. It was right after 911. Okay, and that film's no longer offered. And it gets confused a lot with 911, The Road to Tyranny, the official film. If it's Alex Jones at a desk talking with some video clips and a bunch of documents, that's emergency release.
Okay.
If it is 911 Road to Tyranny, the official film, I'm only on for like 5 minutes at the first introducing the film. The rest is video clips and voiceovers.
Right.
And documents. Masters of Terror is video clips, documents, and some of me at a desk. So it's a kind of a combination lecture and documentary. Now, I have said that it is an absolute documented fact that the military-industrial complex funded, trained, and allowed the attacks to take place, and that the public officials got warnings not to fly, and that the government launched the anthrax attack, and that
right.
they did insider trading, and all that's proven.
Right, right.
Now, when you get into remote controlling the planes, that's the preponderance of evidence. The evidence all shows that it is impossible that 19 hijackers did it, because 9 of them have been proven to still be alive, because passports fell out of the sky at 2 of the crashes, uncharred. Give me a break.
Right, right.
Cars were left with confessions in them.
Right.
All of this. But see, then we add the U.S. government plan, Northwoods, where it says we can remote control a jet full of college students. They said killing young people will get a bigger response.
Well, that's the fear. That's what I'm talking about.
But, sir, we have an official government plan
where they
want to remote control jets.
I agree with you on that. I'm saying that this, just that bit of information alone should make Americans afraid to step on an airplane. If they have that type of technology, that they can fly airplanes into buildings, who's to say that they won't do it in the future.
Really. Anyway, stay there. We'll talk more about this on the other side, and I do have a bunch of news coming up, so stay with me.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, Jack Rounder with Midas Resources, the real money folk. Remember that ad from October of 2000? The NASDAQ was down 22% for the year? Well, it's since gone down another 40%. Folks, where will it bottom out? Unfortunately for many of us, the paper markets have already wiped out life savings with no hope of recovery. Don't let this happen to you. Call Midas Resources today at 800-686-2237. Gold spot at that time was trading at about $275. It is now up dramatically and looking very bullish. We recommended at that time to put a significant portion of your assets into the gold and silver collector coins. That advice still stands. Call Midas today, 800-686-2237. Collector coins are liquid, private, and portable. Downside risk is minimal in comparison to paper equities. The time to move to hard assets is now, before the momentum buyers further escalate the prices. Protect your financial holdings. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237.
Are you losing your hair like me? Then you gotta listen to me about a great new product called New Hair. It's all natural, clinically tested to stop hair loss, and New Hair is guaranteed to work. All natural New Hair comes in a convenient tablet form with formulas targeted specifically for men and women. Take two tablets every day, and New Hair goes to work on your entire scalp. Plus, order now and New Hair costs under $40 a month. So if you're frustrated with your hair loss problem, try clinically tested New Hair. It's all natural, convenient to use, and New Hair comes with up to a 6-month guarantee. So call now, 800-481-9858. Remember, New Hair is guaranteed for up to 6 months to improve your hair loss problem for men and women. Call right now and order. 800-481-9858. 800-481-9858. That's 800-481-9858.
The firefighters said they saw and heard bombs going off. One of the towers fell faster than a bowling ball could fall from 1,300 plus feet. Building 7 wasn't hit by an aircraft, but later that afternoon at about 5 o'clock Eastern imploded in 3.2 seconds, faster than a bowling ball could drop from the top. That can only happen by separate floors being exploded out from under it at the bottom and being turned into powder instantly, hence shortening the height of the structures. and scientists, engineers have gone over this. Firefighter Engineering, the oldest firefighter organization and publication in the country, said there's a massive cover-up. But then people say, okay, well, prove there were bombs in it. Well, FEMA would arrest anyone that took photos of it within 24 hours of the attacks. And the government covered up Oklahoma City, destroyed the wreckage, hauled it off to bury it, and have armed guards to this day around it in Oklahoma. They tore up the church records vault at Waco, the only concrete structure where a bomb had been detonated on the top. We have photographs of it and what Delta Forces admitted they did. And I talked to one of the cement truck drivers out in Waco, and he said they took it out there to a private landfill and poured concrete for days into the chunks of it, had to stir it all up under federal orders. Why would you do that? So we know that the planes didn't bring the towers down. They can have all the Nova and Learning Channel specials they want trying to tell us that it's not the case. Okay? It's the same thing with claiming that 19 guys hijacked four aircraft and then NORAD wasn't scrambled for hours, and then they flew into the buildings, and then one of the towers that was hit second imploded before the first one, and you start adding all this together. Top pilots, fighter pilots, commercial airline pilots have said that they might be able to hit that building the way those guys did, one try out of 10. The G's that were pulled, over 6.5 on one of the turns into the towers. The jets fly-by-wire system cannot physically do that, and you'd have to override it, and then physically it would be very hard for even a top fighter ace to do that, or someone who was very familiar, had thousands of hours of commercial airline flight. These guys are all on the record saying this, but it happened three times, twice under the towers, and then an even more complicated maneuver with a double twist coming in without beacons, perfectly T-boning the Pentagon. It goes on and on and on and on and on. So then they find a bunch of the hijackers still alive. Turns out a bunch of them were trained at U.S. military bases, have their houses, their cars, their credit cards paid for. You start adding all this together. It is a fact, folks, that the planes didn't bring down the buildings, and it's a fact that those pilots couldn't get the job done. I mean, after they were supposedly trained at U.S. military bases, like the Pensacola Naval Air Station, which is admitted in MSNBC Pensacola News Journal, then they went to create their ledger or their trail. They went to some private flight schools, and they routinely would throw fits and jump out of the planes and couldn't even get Cessnas off the ground. This is about a month before the hijackings. But magically, they can take control of planes, slit the throats of the pilots, take control, get in there, fly in, do it with all military precision. And then we have a U.S. government plan called Northwoods, where they call for doing just such a thing, remote-controlling jets full of young people, killing them, crashing them, and blaming it on foreign enemies. That's an official U.S. government document. So, Rodney, there's a lot of other points I could go over, but does that answer your question? You still have Rodney in Texas there?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I just wanted to add to what you were saying. You had a guest on named Professor Fencer of AssassinationScience.com.
Yes.
He has recently brought out that same technology, and he's challenged people on this, the same technology or some similar, very similar to it, was used to bring that airplane that Paul Wellstone was on, to bring that airplane down. Had you heard about that?
Well, look, there's Global Hawk made in Fort Worth. There's about... that I've seen five other companies that do it. Folks, they have cruise missiles. They can fly through a 4x4 window or even smaller, a 2x2 window with like 95% accuracy. Through the window, they can almost always hit the building unless somebody shoots the missile with small arms from the ground and disables it. They have the system with the Predator drones and in all these others where they can fly around for, 25, 30 hours before having to land and refuel. And then they say, oh, there's no such technology. And we have U.S. government plans to do it from 1962. Did you know our government? Hitler just didn't have guided missiles. So did the Allies. And I'll tell you about those when we get back. Thanks, Rodney. We'll come back and cover more news and take more calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water.
877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, I do this show live Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, and then back from 9 to midnight Central. We go out on the global shortwave at 12.172 and 9320 during the day from 11 to 2, and then back from 9 to midnight at 5.085 or 6890. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com, and our wonderful AM and FM affiliates around the country. We are going to go to your calls here in a few minutes, but I need to cover some news right now. But before I do that, I mentioned let me put this in a nutshell for you. We know the official story of the hijackers isn't correct. We know the men they claim were the hijackers, almost all of them were on the federal payroll as well as Mossad payroll. That's Fox News. Came out about a year and a half ago, just quietly announced, AP, Reuters, all of it. And the government said, yeah, well, we were paying for their houses, their cars, their passports to get them back in, their credit cards. Yeah, this guy had been, you know, working for our government 10 years ago. Yeah, well, we're not going to talk about it, national security. Oh, the guy that was going to attack the Brooklyn Bridge, he's FBI. Well, we actually might be releasing him soon. Oh, okay, yeah, you blew his cover. You know, we have all these reports, and we know what's going on. So we know that the official story of what they claimed about the collapse of the buildings, about how the aircraft did that, about how NORAD was standing down that morning and the FAA, and they declared national security on the FAA tapes and grabbed those, and on the cell phone calls of the families, and on the firefighters that witnessed the bombs. They told them to shut up. Those that survived have been told to shut up. I've talked to them. The media claimed that all the firefighters' radios had malfunctioned in one of the towers. None of the radios malfunctioned. They grabbed those tapes under national security. That's the New York Daily News reported on that last year. But you never hear about this stuff in the big national media. And then we have a U.S. government plan by remote control to take control of a jetliner, commercial jetliner, to have it wired with remote control systems, and to crash it preferably full of college students. They said killing young people will get a bigger response. It'll cause a helpful wave of indignation list of dead Americans. They actually say that. Official admitted declassified government plan. You can be a coward and stick your head in the sand, or you can type in Operation Northwoods in the Internet. One of the first things that will pop up is Library of Congress. You can link through and read it there, or you can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, the archives. But people go, well, they don't have remote control technology today, you liar. They've got it standard. 2 days after the attacks of 911, Bush got up in New York and said, well, to stop this hijacking, we can remote control the planes and make them land in the future with the technology. And one of his Secret Service guys reaches up, grabs him by the jacket, and jerks his arm at the podium, and Bush shuts up. The Secret Service is the boss, folks, for the private banks. Their job is to keep his lordship in line and, you know, make sure he doesn't shoot his mouth off, like when he said that he saw the first plane hit the building and he knew when he left the hotel, you know, and knew about the hijackings before they even took place. And turns out the White House now confirms on the phone to NORAD and FAA when the transponders got turned off. They got a call to take control of the situation by the White House. But people say, oh, they don't have this technology. What do you think cruise missiles and drones use? They've done a test where they flew a plane from California to Australia, folks, about 5 years ago. I watched the film of it being done on the Discovery Wings channel. I even have it on tape. This was done years ago. They can fly a jumbo jet from L.A. to Melbourne, Australia, with no one on board it. They've done it. But in case you deny that, you go, well, they didn't have it in 62. They had very powerful radio-controlled systems in the 40s. Okay? They had radio-controlled proximity artillery shells in 1941. I mean, you need to find out about this technology, but they took B, what is it, 20, 34 Liberators. I forget all the different names. Again, I'm a big buff of watching Discovery Wings, and I've seen this on the History Channel. I've seen it on a bunch of shows, and listeners have emailed me the different aeronautical society stories about it, bragging about it. But they took the flying coffin, that medium bomber, and they took the B-17, the heavy bomber in the middle of the war, and from bases in Greece, because I've seen the film of this happening, they remote-controlled different types of bombers into heavily fortified German bases, keeps, castles. When the Germans would be dug in up on a hillside, they would fly from hundreds of miles away. They would have a chase plane that had to stay within a couple miles of it, and they would fly these remote control with precision right into castles, right into caves, right into bunkers. And it's a lot more devastating than Hitler's V-1 and V-9 and V-2. And, you know, they had the flying cruise missile type. They had the Wernher von Braun had the big rocket type during the attacks on London. And so they were using these systems. But actually, the Allies had an improvised, even more deadly system of taking the Liberator bomber and taking the B-17 bombers. They did this hundreds of times. They would load them, jam-pack them full of fuel and explosives, and they would launch the plane, and they would have someone else in a plane behind them, remote controlling and into the target. So, yes, they have the technology. I have seen the black and white footage of one of these things flying into a castle in Italy the Germans had that our forces had been hitting with artillery for weeks and couldn't get the Germans dug out, and they started flying in from on top of them with these jets, and they did it over, not jets, with these prop-driven planes. So this is what they did, and so I don't want to get off into a 10-hour discussion about it. Perhaps you've seen it on Discovery Wings. Perhaps you've seen it on the History Channel. I know I have multiple times, and I have it on videotape. So, again, just the massive denial that we're seeing out there is ridiculous. All right. We have an official government plan to do it, to kill young American citizens, to kill Americans, to blame it on foreign enemies. And then you got all this other evidence, and I get the emails, I get the occasional calls, not questioning what I'm saying. It's great to question, you should do that, but just saying it's not true, that technology doesn't exist. And yes, the technology exists, and it can be controlled by satellite now. You don't need a chase plane. For a good 20 years, it could be controlled by satellite. All right, I'm done. I'm done talking about that subject. I got to race through some news here. There is just this giant stack. It's all so important. Let's cover this first. UK babies may be genetically screened. Now, this is the Financial Times of London. I got BBC, London Guardian. It's all up on the website right now. And, what was it, 2 weeks ago, I read the official Australian government report of policy and procedure for taking the DNA from the baby's heel at birth. And I've had a congressman on from Virginia. They're doing it in North Carolina, Texas. Every state that has been investigated has been caught doing it. When your baby's born, they take 3 ampules of blood. One for the health department. Ask them, they'll tell you. One for the county health department. One for the state and one for the federal government. It is mandated and funded by the federal government. The hospital actually sells your blood and makes money off of it. And on top of it, you are charged for the test. It is criminal. It is racketeering. But no one questions the medical establishment. The doctors, the nurses, they don't question. It's just procedure for the last 30 years in this country. They claim it's to test for blood diseases. Well, why don't they just send it to the lab then and charge you for the local lab or another private lab? Why does it go to state, county, and federal? Well, I've had the congressman on. I've read the AP and Reuters stories on the air. They've caught a bunch of the states, and they're all doing it. They've caught a bunch of them, keeping it in a federal, state, and local database. And now, because they want to use it in court, and the father of DNA's called for it, and IBM's called for it, who runs the Human Genome Program, and the UN called for it 2 weeks ago, and they want a world ID with your DNA on it. And now the echelon group of countries that follow the same programs, from surveillance to CPS to medical systems, England, Canada, the U.S., New Zealand, Australia, are all now in simultaneous articles saying, you know, 2 weeks ago it was Australia, this week it's the United Kingdom, a month ago it was Canada announcing it. They all announce it together. UK babies might be genetically screened. Financial Times of London. Every child born in the UK could be genetically screened and the data stored to plan their future health care under government proposals for a massive expansion of genetic testing. And by the way, they've said, and I've had the folks on the show about this, it's been in the San Francisco Chronicle, that when they take your blood, it's also sold to biotech companies, and if they isolate a protein or a hormone or a gene, they will patent it. They will own it. You will never even know that your DNA was used and patented and that you will not be paid for it. It's another facet to this. John Reid, the new Secretary of State for Health, said the UK was on the threshold of a revolution in healthcare. Increasing understanding of genetics will bring more accurate diagnosis, more personalized prediction of risk, new gene-based drugs and therapies, and better targeted prevention and treatment, he said. So they're admitting it'll be used, and it'll be studied, and won't belong to you. This is Gattaca. This is Brave New World. This is THX 1138. This is Big Brother. Just choose your nightmare, dystopic reality. It's here. Just a big combo of it all. And the insurance companies will have access to it. And genetics is a black box. It's just a handful of companies, and you won't be able to afford the test to find out if what they're saying about you is even true. By the way, the governor of Oregon has said that they want to test babies in utero. Imagine mandating a biopsy, very dangerous to your baby, but they don't care, to decide, quote, if it's genetically predisposed or environmentally for drugging at birth. You're starting to get, folks, I'm not joking about this. I told you 5 years ago about the plan of satellite tracks and tax you. Now it's in WorldNet Daily, AP, Salem. You know, it's in all the news, okay? I told you about RFID to tax you. It started in San Francisco. I tell you about internal checkpoints and toll roads. They're setting them up. I told you about Amber Alert was really EAS, would be flashing anti-terrorism and anti-gun announcements. Now they're doing it. Look, I read their policies. What I'm telling you is fact, okay? John Reid, the new Secretary of State and Health, said the UK was on the threshold of revolution in healthcare. Increasing understanding of genetics will bring more accurate diagnosis, more personalized protection of risk, prediction of risk, new gene-based drugs and therapies, and better targeted prevention and treatment, he said. The controversial proposal for testing newborn babies was announced in the white paper that promised £500 million, £50 million, expand the availability of NHS to cope with the rapid advance in genetic testing, and is likely to be studied by the Human Genetics Commission, the Government Advisory Group, as well as the National Screening Committee before firm proposals are made on what diseases would be treated, would be tested for. So they're already taking the baby's blood out of the heel. It's being put in the database. Now they announce, oh yeah, we are going to use it. In Australia they said, oh, we use it in the Bali bombing to identify victims. We need to go ahead and start using it for crimes. This could keep you all safe. See, they're announcing it now, getting you ready. This is the rollout phase. They put the infrastructure in, have it in place, then announce it. They put satellite tracking hardware in your car, then announce they want to do it. They put the radio RFID readers on the highways, then announce they're going to use it for tracking and taxation. They set up the FBI NICS system, then they pass the law to make you go through a registration process to own a gun. They build the pen before they domesticate you and put you in it. Simple. Okay, Dr. Reid promised to make Down syndrome testing available to every pregnant woman, not just those 37, by the end of 2005. He also unveiled plans to fund more research. So you got to go to the government to get testing in England. That's what government-owned and controlled. It's really fascist medicine. The profits go to select groups, but it's not free market. Research in genetic diseases such as cystic fibrosis and cancer to set up facilities to make gene therapy treatments for the NHS. See, it's, the treatment you're going to get out of this. Up to $18 million will be injected into the upgrading of the NHS genetics laboratory facilities in England. Other funds would be used to bring genetics into mainstream medicine. Says the proposals were welcomed by medical researchers, but opponents of genetic testing say they raised the prospect of a world where imperfection was illegal and a genetic underclass was unable to obtain health insurance, jobs, or mortgages. It's already happening. Folks, this is horrible. This is so horrible. There's another one, London Guardian, on the edge of a genetic revolution to map out medical future at birth. And we've had the one of the heads of a federal agency on. Who said that he wants screening for kids. I had him on just a few months ago. I got to dig his name out, but he was all over the news. I remember saying kill babies if they've got problems in the womb. There's discussions of making it the law. Dr. Peter Singer said this. Just too much information, folks. I just can't handle it anymore. The government is to spend, again, £50 million to bring genetic revolution into mainstream. It's the same spin. And genetics has the potential to bring immense benefits for patients, to the health secretary. Yeah, here's the problem, though. Have a free market health system. Don't have all the regulation. Let people decide on their own. Let them go get the testing. Have private charities if people need help. That's when we have the best health care system in the world. Now we don't. And it goes on and on and on. Now this story gets even crazier. Ban sought on sexual stereotyping. This is out of the EU Observer. Ban sought on a sexual stereotyping. Brussels is said to be preparing new legislation to monitor sex discrimination outside the workplace. The proposal could lead to a ban on programs and advertisements that stereotype men and women, such as a woman wearing a dress or a man wearing slacks. That will be illegal on television or in any plays or dramas. Now, you talk about secret police, and they claim, it's to stop profanity when they're the ones pumping it out and... Notice, see, now it's not just in the workplace. Now it's everywhere. And again, we have the UNESCO that Bush just signed on to saying, and I read it last week, their official document, the family is the enemy, is a disease. Official UNESCO documents posted at Newsmax. We link to it. I've read it right out of the UT textbooks, the Calhoun Reader. The family's the enemy. We will destroy it. This is how you do it. It's not a stereotype. It's a unit of survival and strength. Your kid is 4 to 5 times more likely to end up in prison on drugs if they do not have a man in the house. Doesn't work to have 2 women. Doesn't work to have 2 men. We are genetically engineered by God to follow a certain pattern. And they know it. That's why they're trying to destroy it. You heard that. Brussels is said to be preparing new legislation to monitor sex discrimination outside the workplace. The proposal could lead to a ban on programs and advertisements that stereotype women or men. And they do not want women seen in dresses. Now, folks, I'm not kidding. See, this is the control, total mind control. If you criticize the EU now, people are being arrested. Because the EU provides welfare, you're trying to stop people from getting welfare.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels.
The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to go to these calls quick. We're going to go to Tom and Tim and John and Bob and Steve and others immediately when I start the third hour. So everybody stay there. We'll get to all your calls, those that I mentioned and others, immediately when we start the next hour. I just got some more news I've got to get to. But I'm reading the EU Observer, folks. I'm reading the European Union reports. And now it's not just that you can't criticize German produce if you're English. You get arrested because that was xenophobic to say in an ad, British produce is better than German produce. See, you can't have any distinction. You can't say, I mean, when they get done with it, you can't say, I guess your car is manly and better than the other truck. It's total mind control. Oh, it might hurt somebody's feelings. And you see, Bush has signed on to this UNESCO-type garbage. Banned sought on sexual stereotyping by the Belgian government. Brussels is said to be preparing new legislation to monitor sex discrimination outside the workplace. Proposal could lead to a ban on programs and advertisements that stereotype women or men. And it goes on to say the courts will be able to decide what constitutes sexually stereotyping and what constitutes images of men and women affecting human dignity and decency. The extent to which this legislation will go into prescribing what may be fact be present in almost any portrayal of men or women is not yet clear, although safeguards on freedom of expression are thought to be included. So it'll be special little boards of thought police. But in one description, they said that, you know, women are shown at home and in dresses, and this is not proper. This hurts human dignity. Yeah, women, isn't it great having to work two jobs and your kids are given over to some dirty daycare center and your family's breaking up and you don't have time to live your life? Isn't it great having to pay all your money to the government to have them try to force inject your kids? And the woman wants to work and wants to be a brain surgeon. I'm sure she'll do a better job than men. Okay? But a lot of women want to stay home and they can't. And it's wrong and it's disgusting. So now it's going to be the law, folks, that you can't show that type of stuff. And then the spin is Brussels considers ban on raunchy TV images. But then, of course, also images of women in dresses. The feds see orange on the 4th of July. They say the terrorists might hit us on the 4th. Again, training us that we all live under tyranny and that tyranny's a good thing. The Washington Post is savagely, basically, attacking Mel Gibson for his film about Christ. The ADL says a description and going from the King James Version, actually reading out of the Bible is the text of the film. is maybe a crime. I'm going to read this article in the next hour. They're calling for it to be changed. They say showing the Pharisees calling for the death of Christ is anti-Semitic. And I read the BBC News article last year. There may be a ban on the New Testament in large areas of the Old Testament. So, again, this is the new system as well. That's coming up. I'll get to all this other news in the next hour. There's just so much of it. Please stay with us. Before I end this hour, I do want to challenge every listener to get my videos. They're amazing films. We document who the terrorists are. We document who the criminals are. We document how they're carrying out the terror to scare us into submission. Get 911, The Road to Tyranny. Make 100 copies. Educate people in your area of who carried out 911 and tell them to make copies of the films and pass it on. If we don't expose who the terrorists are, they're going to keep carrying out terror until we're a total police state. Police State 3, Total Enslavement, is now out. It's an excellent film. The videos are $25.95. Order three or more. They drop down to $20. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Don't wait. Get the films from our ministry and help us fight the globalists. 888-253-3139. We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...